Yes, yes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party. On Spotify, I am your host, Harry LaBrea, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, y'all. It is a celebration. It is my six-year anniversary of doing this set podcast. 6 years, bruh. And ladies and gentlemen, February 10th of 2018 is when I got started. So I'm going to do a little story time, a little wallflower journal. So let it be known. But before y'all, as always, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. You know, check out all the cool Late for the Party merch on spring.com. I'm pulling up some of the old shirts, y'all. So, pulling some of the old shirts in the archive. So, yeah, get ready. Because those are going to be the seasonal shirts. Like, the one that I got up there right now. My bro code is platinum. Yeah, that one's a rarity, but right now it's going for 25. So check it out. The link, it'll be in the Linktree description. When you go down, it'll still say teespring.com, but it's spring.com. So either way, you guys, tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know that this is Late for the Party and this is how we go. So let's get it. So, yeah, man, 6 years doing this podcast. Can't really fathom the fact that it's been 6 years. Like, as time progresses and things move forward, it's just like doing the things that you do and the things that you believe in. And who I was, I mean, I was a different person who I was 6 years ago. I mean, other than the fact that the mission was to create Late for the Party for what it actually is. And as time progressed and everything, and things have been moving pretty smoothly. Have there been bumps in the road and whatnot? Absolutely. I'm not going to sit here and say everything has been smooth sailing. No. I've had my fair shares of ups and downs and insides and inside outs and whatnot. So, I mean, I can be 100% honest about how things have been. And because, yeah, it's been fucking crazy. I mean, and the thing about it is that being honest with yourself. And I think all the stuff that's been going on in the industry, I mean, even with the industry that's been going in uproar with the whole Cat Williams stuff, it's funny that what he said is actually true. You know, all the stuff that I've been doing in my podcast for the 6 years is information and knowledge and secrets. Because don't get me wrong, I like the secrecy and everything, because it's like, I call it the well of information. It's like when you dip into the well, yeah, you can get consumed by it. You know, you get yourself involved, but then when you dabble in the industry, like the way me and my family's been for years, yeah, you see and hear things you hear the rumbles in the ground. And keep in mind, the stuff that I've seen, just because I've been in, just because I've DJed and, DJed for a little bit, not on the level of, a DJ Jazzy Jeff or anything. I've DJed for, bar mitzvahs and whatnot, so. But there was some that were, some parties that I've DJed for that were pretty much, you know, in Beverly Hills and stuff like that. That shit is fucking real. Keep in mind, Hollywood and everything is very, very small. It's very tight-knit. Everybody runs into somebody. So, and the funny part is, yeah, they run into each other. Everybody's gonna run into somebody that they know. Look at the pictures and everything else that's been out there. Like, you know, like when do you see certain people really dabble with each other? Like even at the fucking Super Bowl. When did you know that fucking Taylor Swift hung out with fucking Ice Spice? Like, who the fuck does that? Or like, Michelle Rodriguez hanging out with Blue Cantrell. I mean, that was a little backwards, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, like, you know, you see pictures like, damn, I didn't know they hung out with each other. I mean, you know, like, you know, when did they dip into those circles? It's like, you know, it's small. I mean, look at it right now. Chili from TLC is dating Matthew Lawrence. The boy from Mrs. Doubtfire. Joey Lawrence's little brother. Yes, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad Matthew Lawrence. You know what I'm saying? It's small. The world, and I mean, it's small. I seen and know some shit, like, even when I seen and know shit that, like, it's the shit is real. Let's just say it like that. Alright? The whole Prince playing basketball back in the day, like, you know, when Charlie Murphy said it on the Chappelle show. I heard about that story from my uncles when I was getting my hair cut when I was a little boy. Back in, like, what? 92? Between 90 and 92, I heard that story about Prince playing basketball against Eddie Murphy's brother and Eddie Murphy's brother back in the day. You know, it's a small world. It's a very small world in the entertainment business. And I believe everything that freaking Cat Williams and Monique has been saying. They really have been. They're really out there. It's really out there like that. Look at this whole Epstein stuff. And I mean, look at, and then you start noticing things. You really start to notice things in the process, too. Like, some of the stuff that, like, is very questionable. And some of these people who are in that high tenured of that high level, they're there in it already. And you can see how they operate. They either dance around questions. They're almost like they're not really being honest with themselves. I'm pretty sure, like, if the people like Monique, people like Cat Williams, people like Maya, people like freaking Terrence Howard, you know, they. Obviously, people who ain't in the limelight like they used to, like, they could have been that person, but something's changed. Something, like, they get blackballed, or they, you know, because maybe they didn't put on a dress, or maybe they didn't sell their soul. I believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? They fuck with your money. They slow you down. They get you in. They probably get you in on some drug habits or some alcoholism. Next thing you know, like, most of these people are, like, either disappear, they fell off the face of the earth, and then you see them somewhere, either doing, some of them might be still doing their things. Some of them might be still doing their thing out there, but they're just building it back up because they're on a different level where they were before when they got started, because they didn't bow down to the situation. They didn't say yes to everything. And then some of those people you might see on the streets of downtown LA, homeless as fuck. You know, like, hey, I remember you. Like, weren't you that star? And then, like, you know, where were they at? Where were they hiding? And they just down bad. Because they might have seen or heard some shit. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, not everybody's fit to be famous. Like, how far... That term that MF Doom said, how far would you go to get a nickel? I believe that shit. Like, how far would you go... Like, to sell your soul to have, like, even Guru from Gangstar, the soul you sell to have mass appeal. You know? Selling your soul for, you know what? That is a good movie. There was a movie called Angel Heart. Dope book, too. Movie was even just as good as the book. It was starring Mickey Rourke and Robert De Niro and Lisa Bonet. Lisa Bonet, or however they fucking say it. But Denise from The Cosby Show. This is the reason why Denise from The Cosby Show was off for a while, because she did that movie. Talk about some controversy back then, because she was doing some racy stuff in this film. And when I say racy, I mean racy. So the premise is Mickey Rourke is playing Harry Angel. He's a private eye. He gets a job from Robert De Niro's character, Louis Cyphier, to solve, kind of like, he's trying to look for somebody that stole something from him. So he hires Harry Angel to do the service for him, to do an investigation. And most of it takes place in New Orleans. So it's on some, like, voodoo type stuff like that, ritual stuff. You know, it gets pretty deep. To be an 80s film and whatnot, it gets deep as all out. But every time Harry gets close into the scenario, I don't want to really spoil it, but I'll say it. He gets closer to the situation, but every time he gets closer, something bad happens. Or somebody dies. Every time he goes talking to somebody, that person eventually dies. Or they get killed. So, they get killed. And, can't say that. They get, they get unalive. Or let's say, like, they got murdered. Better yet, they got murdered. So they get murked in the movie, and then he gets hurt in the process. Not hurt, but like, but every time he gets close to trying to find out what's going on, the closer he gets, the worse it becomes. But then keeps talking to Mr. Cypher in the process. But then he finds the missing clue. And the thing about Harry Angel is that the fact that he used to be an ex-military guy, and the whole time they've been looking for this guy named Johnny Favorite. Johnny Favorite is like this musician, like, movie star, like a musician, an entertainer, basically. So in the process, he's finding all this stuff. He finally, like, one guy finally tells him what's going on. He finally starts shaking clues about there was a ritual, you know, the devil is, like, all powerful, the Prince of Darkness is all powerful. When they did this ritual to this kid, to this ex-military dude, I mean, this military guy that just came off the boat from the war, and then next thing you know, they wound up getting them drunk, and then they start sacrificing them to pretty much raise the Prince of Darkness. And then, yeah, it gets crazy, because pretty much what it is that Johnny Favorite sold his soul for stardom. So he sacrificed the soldier and ate his heart, cut him open and ate his heart, and then he sold his soul, and then he became a star. But then when the time was due for him to pay up to the Prince of Darkness, then next thing you know, it was like, pretty much the Prince of Darkness, right? So he was selling this, it was time for it to get due, so he decided, nope, that's not gonna happen. So he wound up going into a coma, or something happened, an accident happened, and he lost his memory. He wound up losing his memory. So, but Harry finally finds the piece and clue. He finds the dog tag, and the dog tag had his name on it. So pretty much, Louis Cipher, aka Lucifer, who Robert De Niro was playing, pretty much had Harry Angel find himself, because he couldn't, I mean, he was on borrowed time living on somebody else's memories. And he collected, and he got it collected. It was about time. After a while, eventually, basically the moral of the story is, when you sell your soul to the life that you believe that you want, like, especially in this industry, these folks are going to come after you. They're going to come after you in all types of forms. And you see the stuff that most of these people are basically doing. Guys wearing dresses. Look at fucking Usher. That shit was weird as fuck. Wearing that zesty ass shit. You know what I'm saying? And crazy shit, man. That's how it is. This is what they, I mean, that's how they're selling. You sell your soul. And this is what happens. So, other than that, it's one of those industry things, like, you know, that shit is real out here, man. And truth, it's a scary thing. A lot of people aren't prepared for that, and they think they are, and then when that shit changes up on them, they're like, eh, you know what? It's not for me. It's not for me. I'm not going out there like that. You know, I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, man, that's story time. And honestly, it's like, just when the stuff that you see and you hear and you know, and yeah, man, that shit can be being in this kind of, that kind of business, kind of, you don't want to sell yourself. You don't want to sell yourself short. You don't want to lose whatever soul you have left. This world is already fucking crazy, and people doing TikToks, trying to go viral, trying to go famous by doing some silly stupid shit, and it's just like, nah, not me. I'm never gonna do that. I don't care, I'll do it the hard way. All these getting likes and all of that stuff, nah, that ain't gonna happen to me. I'm all about just telling the story, information, and knowledge. But either way, you guys, I'm gonna get off the hook real quick. I just wanted to say that. It was a little story time. But either way, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media. You can check me out on TikTok, all that stuff. So check me out and check out all the cool Late for the Party merch as well. So either way, you guys, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as Harry LaBrea. So as always, you're always on time when you're late for the party.